I mean, that's the look. That's the feel.
What about a little chafing from those jerseys?
You're going to have some chafing. Yeah, you're going to have some chafing. Well, maybe you had toughen up. You got to callus up, right?
Maybe
Matt Nagy callus up.
Well, what are the marathon runner nipple pads? Maybe he had those on there.
That's actually how they sell them at the CVS. Marathon runner nipple pads.
Was he asked that during the post game? Are you using nipple pads?
But they're called pasties.
But there's a term. The runners have a term for it. I don't know. But the
pasties in a G-string.
But now that you set the bar there, Kopech's going to take them out shirtless.
Yeah, he might.
Oh, boy.
And he still was sweat through his uniform.
And you imagine the task for a rookie in that White Sox bullpen, having to go out and shop for Carlos Rodon's nipple pads to protect himself.
How good has he been?
Yeah, he's really been wonderful. Really
not good. Just in town, in baseball.
Watch him last night, too. Watch him against the Yankees. He, as a lefty, threw into right-handers with just, you know, vinegar is what he was doing it with. I mean, he just wanted to. He just lived there. He ate there, and he got double plays and got himself out against a pretty tough lineup.
But that was bat-breaking kind of stuff,
too. It was gutsy. It was gutsy
stuff. Heavy bat-breaking
stuff. Fastball and two sliders, too.
Christopher Komka pointed out, 4-game winning streak for the White Sox. Pitchers, 24, 24, 22, 25. Now we got James Shields. So,
Well, I mean, the answer to your question, though, is depending on where your window is. Obviously, the Cubs are very, we would rather have a veteran staff doing
right
what
now.
They're doing.
Yes. So right now.
Exactly.
Cubs.
Right. But I think the Cubs want, both teams would want the staffs that they have. I think that,
you know, the situation
Team X, it's where's my timeline? If I'm trying to win right now, I want some of these battle-tested old guys.
But it is fascinating how just in 8 innings, two starts, Michael Kopech has sort of revitalized the enthusiasm around the rebuild for the White Sox. I mean, obviously, they've had a good month before he arrived, but they're 15-10 in August. You watch him, you watch Rodon, you're like, oh my gosh, 2019 just became a lot more interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to watch, and it's understandable knowing the valley that the White Sox went through at some points this season. But a lot of fans, it seemed as though they really kind of lost sight of the long-term rebuild and just how long-term this was going to be. Yoan Moncada being very bad and striking out a lot really flagged a lot of people's confidence and flagged a lot of people's trust in what is a long-term process. If you're going to build with this many pitchers, you're going to have to throw that many pitchers into the fire and see what sticks. Like, there's no way to just anoint a guy and let him have that many
starts. Is it against the wall to see what
sticks? You throw them against a fire. That's the best way.
Into the fire, nothing's going to stick because it's all going to vaporize.
This is why I do the pitching thing, because the metaphors themselves are mixed within pitching lingo. Talk to Steve McCaddy.
All right.
Just brutalize metaphors left and right. So will Coop.
Can I ask you a question that is not related to baseball real quick, which I don't know if everybody understands how much money Odell Beckham Jr. is getting paid, but it's a guaranteed $65 million.
For a wide receiver.
For a wide receiver. And I guess the question on my mind, and we didn't get to it, David, is there any receiver that's worth that amount of money? And again, I did not look up Philadelphia, so I'll admit that. I didn't look at it. But over the last 10 years, in terms of a Super Bowl team, I believe Emmanuel Sanders was making $6 million. And that's the highest paid receiver that we've seen on a Super Bowl winner. Usually you have elite quarterback or elite defense. One of those two things wins a Super Bowl.
Correlates to the Super Bowl champion.
That's all
sort
I'm
of
saying.
After
if you
fact,
just look at it, and as opposed to
Molly, is there any non-quarterback in the league worth $65 million guaranteed?
If there were, it might be a pass rusher. But I don't know.
Perhaps. Left tackle.
That's a good question. Who has won a Super Bowl because of an elite wide receiver?
I think you have to go back a long, long way if you can find one at all.
And that's what gives me pause when I think about that.
It does skew a little bit, though, right? Because, you know, I'm thinking of Super Bowl losers that did have elite wide receivers that, if not for
Julio Jones,
if David Tyree doesn't make that catch against his helmet, do the Patriots with Randy Moss.
But the point is, David, that Tyree proves the opposite of that because he's just a guy.
Randy Moss would be worth $65 million guaranteed in his prime.
That's the guy I'd say.
What was he making with those Patriot teams?
I was just looking that up. It looked like his, because remember,
what was Jerry Rice making relative to the league?
Well, that's interesting.
What was Jerry Rice making?
Jerry Rice might be the answer to the question.
And before that, is it Lynn Swann?
Yeah, Lynn Swann. But I don't know what he was making. I mean, again, I don't know.
I think it's a very fascinating exercise to go back. If you take a wide receiver off a Super Bowl champion, would they still be a Super Bowl champion? If you take the quarterback off that same champion, would they?
You know, it's almost like the way baseball does wins above replacement positionally.
Yeah.
Right? Your war number is only relative to your position. So you know your first baseman has got to be an 830 OPS guy, and they're pretty much interchangeable because you can play people there. I would wonder if you had a sort of a positional value relationship where it's easier to win a Super Bowl with replacement-level wide receivers than it is with a replacement-level quarterback. Brady. Right?
Well, and
look at the Patriots.
Well, again, and I think... Look at Denver. You know, they had Manning, but that was the ghost of Manning, and they had a pass rusher that was worth his weight. So he won that game by himself.
Is your point that, okay, you look at the Giants, and they are going to pay for this investment because they are investing, they're over-investing in a
position.
They're
giving quarterback money to a position that
isn't... Right. Are they in a unique situation, though, because Eli Manning is more than likely on his way out? They will at some point have a new quarterback to chuck Odell Beckham the ball, and then you get that whole benefit like the Bears have with Trubisky or the Seahawks did with Russell Wilson, where you're paying a quarterback at rookie min.
If you get it right.
If you get the position correct. If you know, how often does that happen that... And Seattle, by the way, who was their... Do you remember their receivers? Who were the receivers when they were winning a Super Bowl? They did not have any...
No.
They weren't... The money was on the Legion of...
Oh, it was. It absolutely was.
Boom.
You know, I was looking at the Randy Moss thing. It looks like because of the trade from the Raiders, he had a... You know, Tom Brady had to give some money back, all that kind of stuff. It looks like Randy Moss made about $5 million that year.
Yeah, again, that is not an overwhelming amount of money compared to... what this guy's going to make. It's just weird.
It's like when the Bears signed Devin Hester to $7 million or something and declared him number one wide receiver or anything.
They couldn't figure out a way to justify paying a return guy because he was such a unique talent.
Yeah.
So they had to kind of, we're paying the receiver.
At least the Giants are doing that part right. They're actually identifying a receiver and then paying him and not the other way around.
He's a great player. I'm not saying he isn't, but I don't know that, a quarterback touches the ball in every play. A quarterback, you can justify paying a quarterback.
You can game plan to take a wide receiver out of the, away from hurting you as much as it's harder to do with a quarterback.
But wouldn't the argument then go because you throw all the time in the National Football League because I'm Jim Millering all over the place? If one wide receiver dictates that much coverage, it opens up things elsewhere. It lets you do things as an offense.
He's affecting the game without the ball.
Able to
possibly.
I don't know how. I mean, the question remains: how long can Odell Beckham do that at that position, knowing the injury history, knowing any kind of slow in step, getting slower affects you.
Odell Beckham had the perfect storm there. I mean, he had a first time head coach. He doesn't have a strong front office. They don't know exactly what they are with the Giants anymore. So they're going to pay a wide receiver because they don't really have an established philosophy of paying. Well, we're not going to pay like the Patriots. The Patriots would never do this. The Patriots would never pay a wide receiver much.
That's why they're having problems right now. That's why Tom is not pleased with his receiving corps because the one guy they have is suspended for 4 games, and he doesn't like some of these receivers. That's why he played so much in the preseason, to try to build something up. And now they're talking about, should they make a deal? There's all sorts of weird trade rumors floating around because they are going to be short at that position.
I saw Eric Decker retired.
Yeah.
And I was reading, Peter King was noting that just if we see the inflation in wide receiver statistics, Eric Decker had almost as many receptions as Paul Warfield. And had more touchdowns than the aforementioned Lynn Swann. Eric Decker.
I'm sorry, if there's a poster boy for I Got My Money and Peace Out, Eric Decker is right there for me.
For him.
Nothing wrong with it, but I'm sorry.
He says that he retired, you start giggling.
That's all I can...
Because he had already...
He's a poster child for Got Your Money and Walked Away. That's all that is. Meanwhile, Khalil Mack can't get himself paid.
The Bears can't trade for him because they don't have enough cash up front because they gave it to a bunch of wide receivers.
They did invest in wide receivers heavily.
While we're bringing stories back around to closure, I kept thinking, I was listening, there were dual channels in my head listening to your Joe Madden discussion, who we're going to have on at noon today amidst some of these rumors and things going on. You're talking about the Cubs television network, and we're going to talk at length about that today also.
Yeah.
And Madden's future. from a pure programming perspective, how can you launch Cubs Network without Joe Madden?
You can't. Yeah. I'm so glad you made that connection.
Yeah. How can you?
That's great. You can't have a network that you're going to launch in October 2019 and then fire your leading man.
Not just that. I mean, the guy
who's the star of your show.
More than willing to do
whatever. Hours of programming.
Yes. Yep.
Just put the camera on him and watch him go home. Watch him wake up.
GoPro in his RV.
He's at Benny's and he's buying
some wine. Cooking with Madden. Cooking with Joe.
What you say? In the RV. Yep. Just a live camera.
Wherever he is.
It's right in front of us. I mean, whatever, and he knows it too. In any negotiation, you can't have this channel without your lead character.
Absolutely true. It's
beautiful. What have you guys got lined up for today?
Jeff Sullivan will inform us and entertain us with baseball knowledge at 10, the midday midway at 11. I think we're going to squeeze in Bruce Levine at some point to get the latest on what is a major, it's a national media story.
It is.
Paul Charchian will help you set up your fantasy league, set up your team, help you with some tough decisions as far as your draft and keeper leagues and all that at 11:40, Joe at noon.
All right, guys, we'll be listening.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Lowe's. Pros in the know start with Lowe's. Go to lowesforpros.com. I never thought I'd be giving an attaboy to the NCAA, but you got to give them credit for listing University of Central Florida as a 2017 co-national champion with Alabama in their new official record book. On page 115, it states that Colli Matrix ranked UCF as the 2017 national champions in its final poll. Although the Knights were the football bowl subdivision's only unbeaten team, they were left out of the college football playoffs and settled for a Peach Bowl matchup against Auburn. Since Auburn had already beaten both college football playoff national championship finalists Georgia and Alabama, UCF's signature win over Auburn enabled the Knights to claim the national title, and yours truly was completely on board with that. Now it's official. I'm Boomer Esiason.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
There are two kinds of people, those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group, the trendsetters, the mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we, with new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Napa Know-How. Keeping it simple is usually a good thing. And when it comes to rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
David Bodie, the guy who actually hit it, joins us again on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, as he did Friday when we were talking about some of these memorable moments. All right, take us through the sequencing a little bit. It was interesting because it's almost like after you saw the issues with the knuckle curve, you could kind of take that out of play. Was that your approach?
Yeah, so they've been getting me with the two-seam sinker all series. I knew Matheson had that, as well as a little four-seam kind of cut. He kind of did it up top of the zone. You know, gotta respect what he has, and so I just kind of got to pick a spot, pick a location, kind of pick a pitch. So I was just kind of looking for a ball down that I could just get underneath it, you know, and just pick that spot. And then if he kind of throws three pitches up in the zone, have to live with it. Just sticking to that approach and was able to get it.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
State Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset in the history of forever.
Nice, Mike.
Yeah, and some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Yes! Woo! Thank you! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At The Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the job done with the products and brands you trust. Technology to keep your job on track. Job site delivery to save you time. And bulk pricing on over 4,000 items every day to save you money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop. Hey, hey. Polar Pop.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Brandon Kinsler.
How much of a difference is it to go to a team that's in the position the Cubs were in when each of you was brought over to this team? It's got to be a shot for each one of you, really, coming from where you came from.
You're grinding, and then we're just trying to get above 500 with Washington. All of a sudden, oh, here's a trade, you're in first place, and now you get to go to Wrigley and 40,000 every night. I mean, it's exciting to get up and come to the field every day. I keep saying, it feels like the game is an event here. It's not just a game. It's like a huge event. I think that gets for us, for where we're not around it basically most of our careers, it's definitely a shot in the arm.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, home of the Tucson and Santa Fe Sport. Jeff Sullivan, Fangraphs senior editor at 10. Midday Midway at 11. Paul Charchian of Fanball.com at 11:40 with all kinds of important information you will not want to miss to put you in the best position to win your fantasy league. Joe Madden, the Cubs skipper, joins us at noon. And a heck of a giveaway today. Harbor Shores Hotel in downtown Lake Geneva is going to send you on a road trip to see the North Siders take on Milwaukee.
Oh.
And this is going to be a chance to win an overnight stay for two at Harbor Shores and spending money to enjoy baseball in Milwaukee.
Oh, well, that's a lovely ballpark to go see a ball game at.
It is. It's a neat opportunity. You have to be listening if you want to win. And might be a very important baseball game you're going to get to see as well. So we've got that for a lucky listener. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandMcKnight@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. That's where we stream, 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices.
Download it.
New and approved. Download it. Grab
download
it.
It
and
now.
Listen there. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. He is at C1McKnight. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook. Just like the 670 The Score page, and that can also via Facebook Live bring you to our video feed, which you can also find at watch670thescore.com.
Hi. Hello.
That's directed by Brian Gertz. The producers. Oh, look, the crew is back. Jay Zawoski.
First pitch to Reddick, and Josh lines this one in the left field. Racing back is Martini, and he leaps, and he drops the ball. Reddick is racing to second as Martini's throw goes to first, and then it goes off the glove of Olsen. Reddick doesn't see it. Now he does. Takes off for third. Olsen's throw across the diamond, not nearly in time. There was a lot that went wrong for the A's on that play.
Everything went wrong for the A's on that play.
That was from Sports Talk 790.
My God. Nick Martini's route, I watched that a couple of times. His route on that ball, and granted it's a weird little left field to try and put, it's four bananas. You know, outfielders take the banana route, you know, mm-hmm. It's the long curve. He like curved once and then came back around again.
He cut it
off a third time.
I don't know your sailing experience. It's like he was tacking
He was tacking through the outfield.
Yeah,
was that bad.
Beam reach. And then I forgot all my sailing terms. I hated sailing. I was doing homework and it was no fun. I just wanted to go run around. On the board, Rick Camp.
This is it. Interesting ceremonial kickoff. He's going to go for it. He's only meant a kickoff, but he's going to go for it. Shirts off. On the knees. That's how to do it when you get a chance to do the ceremonial kickoff. Slightly surprised that Anthony Gauthier hasn't booked him, but there you go. We'll let it go.
That was the equivalent of throwing out the first pitch and celebrating. Hey,
it was supposed to be just a touch, like the first touch of the game.
Right.
But instead, he says, screw it, kicks it far, goes to the goal, scores, takes off his shirt, does the little knee slide, and he's a fat kid, so that makes it even better.
That was great.
Good for him.
That was really great.
How many chances did you get to? It was like the three-year-old. I don't know if you saw him throw out the first pitch this year. There was a three-year-old that wanted him to stand in front of the mound.
No.
And he's like, no.
He went right to the mound?
He went to the rubber, and they like tried to pick him up and move him, and he went right back to, like, he knows where he's supposed to be, damn it. And he's supposed to be on the rubber, because he's watched enough baseball to know
awesome. That's
the place where the pitcher's stands, not in front of the mound. I don't care how much you've groomed it. I don't care what this diva starter wants, as you've gotten everything just right, tamped down, dirt mixed and watered and all that. That guy is going right to the rubber.
Meanwhile, Matt Latos screams at the kid
for
ruining
his mound.
Get that
kid off of there!
He's ruining it!
Screw you!
He's ruining it!
In the back, doing what he does, the executioner, Ray Diaz.
Basically allowed, you know, no runs all year. He's 8-8. I mean, The guy this year, DeGrom on the season, just to show you how crazy it is, this is earned runs this year. 1-1-1-4-3-0-0-0-0-1-0-1-2-1-2 1-1-3-3-1-0-2-3-2-0-2-0.
That's $10 a month.
It's also the Fibonacci sequence.
No, it's the nuclear launch codes. I
just appreciate him speaking in binary.
0-0-0-0-1-0-1.
He's speaking to our computer overlords.
Those are two of my favorite things. At the very beginning, it's old man struggles with baseball reference search.
Right.
You can hear him like just to with the it's you can hear the keyboard clacking. He's trying to remember what website is that again? What website gives me all of the baseball
What's
numbers?
What's the baseball place
What is right. that thing again? What do I do? And then he just and then it's Mike Francesa reading numbers.
And we understand the idea of there's something called earned run average.
No.
That rather than actually reading the earned Fancy runs per stats. Game, sometimes you can look at what they've done is they've done all that and then divided it by the number of games and multiplied
it by that.
What
if there was no earned run average?
Yeah, but that doesn't take up 40 seconds of airtime.
Correct. But what if there were no earned run average, though? And instead, on the broadcast, on the television, you had, you know, Len had to go to JD. JD, what do we see from this guy? Well, you could tell from his earned runs, total games, and then JD just has to read numbers in binary the entire first inning.
Yeah, it's really nice of them to have come up with something that has helped our lives as much as the idea of averaging something over 9 innings.
The guy...
I can't talk and type at the same time.
$10 a month.
This is a difficult process for me.
That can be yours.
And now I've typed the words I'm saying into the Google search and not DeGrom earned run average. Damn!
So the Cubs are going to have Cubs Net. We thought that this might happen. We were not certain. And they're going to need programming because they're not the Yankees. You can't go back and show days and days worth of playoff games.
Probably not.
There just haven't been enough playoff games that were on television to give them that video.
Probably don't want to go back and replay the Diamondbacks series from 07 or the Dodgers series from 08 either.
No, you're going to...
Probably aren't the games you're interested in.
Believe me, you're going to have cooking with David Ross. You're going to have painting with David Ross.
Bob Ross.
But yeah, David Ross as Bob Ross. You're going to have... Whatever David Ross wants to do in a given moment, my guess is that's going to be programming for you.
What about Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp try ballpark food from across the country?
Yep, the I'm Fat podcast goes around trying the next Cubs. Remember, it's Cubs now. It wouldn't be around the country.
That's right.
You'd sit down with Graham Elliott and everybody else and Rick Bayless and you and Doug Sohn and you enjoy all the Cubs things. You comment on it and you see how much of it you can eat. I'm right there.
And if we do it for just National League teams, we can avoid your grasshoppers.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait till the midday midway. I've got news there,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, God, have the Giants put grasshoppers in the outfield?
We've got things.
That's super.
So it's a huge deal. I'm interested to see how the Cubs supplement their programming. I have some guesses, and it's purely my speculation. But I know that, the guy who's doing this is Crane Kenny. And Crane Kenny's ties to Notre Dame run deep.
Yeah.
Strong and deep. And that might make a little sense because of Notre Dame's broadcast independence for so long, because of their autonomy, because they're not as bound by conference entanglements or agreements. They've got some with ACC, but they're much more able to do what they do on their own and get some program. It might be Olympic sports. It might not necessarily be your revenue generating sports, but I'm just speculating there. I'm curious about the nuts and bolts. And the one thing I'll tell you what is really nice about it, just from our perspective on a different level.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Start celebrating the Wolves' 25th anniversary season early by visiting the larger-than-life Wolves goalie masks located up and down Michigan Avenue, and circle your calendar for the Wolves home opener at Allstate Arena on October 13th. A six-game Cubs winning streak after taking down the Mets 7-4. John Lester had a quality start, and Joe Maddon had to go to the pen five times. Anthony Rizzo with three extra base hits, including his 22nd homer. A Cole Hamels-Jacob deGrom pitching matchup tonight. Chris Bryant is one game into his minor league rehab stint. Joe Maddon joins Bernstein and McKnight at noon. Carlos Rodon has a sub-2 ERA and a sub-1 whip in his last 9 outings. White Sox over the Yankees 6-2. James Shields will throw in Game 2. Aloy Jimenez hitting 621 over his last 7 games for Charlotte. Our Bruce Levine reports that the Cubs will start their own television venture after next season. Football, the Bears hit the practice field in a couple hours. And Yahoo's Charles Robinson reports that Raiders holdout Khalil Mack will likely miss regular season games. This update was brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Another summer, you couldn't use your timeshare. If it's no longer working for you, you need out. Call Timeshare Exit Team, 844-915-EXIT, 844-915-EXIT, or visit timeshareexitteam.com. And 670thescore.com/Mully and Haw is brought to you by local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno at 630-671-0600. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs baseball, 670 The Score. The next game on The Score tonight at 630 when the Cubs take on the Mets. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
If you're listening on the road right now and you were in the city for the morning commute, good on you. That was, I think, a new record for me from the corner of Addison and Western to here, 1 hour.
It's a long time. Well, the rain popped up out of nowhere,
it was the
too.
Combination.
I checked the radar on the way out.
I check everything. I check the radar. I check the Google travel times. I'm an optimizer. Every time I get to a red light,
yep.
I'm looking, am I in the right route? Is this where I want to be
going? It was a joy. It really is. It's an adventure. It's not quite like Ed Farmer driving around with him, but it's close. It's the nerve-wracking is right there. Ed drives very fast. Ed drives very fast, and it's alarming, is what it is. No, the and I was victimized too. You know, Danny Parkins and I we're both non-umbrella users,
right? Just okay.
So I'm sitting there underneath the underneath one of the stops, the red line stops, just hanging out underneath a little bit of an overhang, just trying to wait for that rain to wear off. It did not. I got a little wet on the way through.
It was the Lakeshore Drive road work and all that. This
nightmare.
This next 4 weeks or so is going to be a thing. So if you find